Hey, Daily Dosers, thanks for joining us today. I remember a couple of years ago, I was sitting on my couch catching up with my girlfriend, Elizabeth, who lives out of town. We're just talking about life, and she stops me and says, you know, I just feel like God is calling you to a season of being quiet. And if you know me, that's kind of a shocker. And she said, no, I think that he's going to want to do some things in you, and you're really going to need to be quiet. You're going to need to really lean in and listen to him. And she said, you know, kind of like I'm thinking, shh, and I'm thinking, okay. And then a few months later, she's out visiting, and we're exchanging Christmas gifts, and she's so excited for me to open my Christmas gift. She was like, I had this made for you. And I'm thinking, wow, this is awesome. And so I open it, and this is what I get. And she had this made for me. She said, I know this is the season you're going into, and you're going to need a reminder, because I know you, to be quiet and to listen, and God is going to do some great things in your life. And so I took that, and you know, it turns out she was right. I really have been in a couple of years of a season where God is doing some pruning, and don't get afraid, just because you're being quiet and still doesn't mean he's going to do a lot of uncomfortable pruning. Just happens to be the season I was in, and having this was a reminder to often to wait on him before I speak. And I think we can go back and we can look at the Old Testament, we can look at the New Testament. In the Old Testament, we all know Jeremiah 29:11, but verse 13 says, but if you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. And then Jesus reiterates it, that if you seek, you will find. And so it's this intentionality, you know, to really know somebody, to know God or know somebody else in a relationship. It goes both ways. I can't be the only one talking and telling what I need and what I want and what I hope for and my dreams. And I gotta be intentional. It's gotta be this practice, this discipline. And so this is not prescriptive, it's just descriptive of how I have gone about intentionality in the last couple of years. And I promise you, he has shown up, and my relationship with him is sweeter than it's ever been, even in times of some pruning. And so in the mornings, it doesn't have to be in the morning, but that's my preference, and I get my cup of coffee, and I get in what my family calls my morning chair, and I tuck my legs in, and I invite him in. So you got to be expectant that he's going to come and show up, because this is not a game to him. He says, you seek me, you will find me. And so I invite him in to do the work, to commune, to talk with me, because he says, my Holy Spirit will reveal, he will teach, he will comfort, he will counsel. So he tells us, I'll be there. You just got to invite him in. So I invite him in, and my family knows that we are all better off if nobody interrupts the morning chair time. And so I spend intentional time there, and I don't just sit. I'm in the Word. Sometimes he will speak to me or prune me or encourage me or comfort me through the Word of God. Sometimes it's prayer, and then sometimes it is just being quiet and knowing and meditating on who he is in my life and in this world, in this current circumstance. And I promise you, he shows up with our intentionality of seeking him and to know him more so that we can make his name great. That's what we're called to, but we have to know him first. And so my challenge to all of us in this next couple of weeks while we do this series, I'd love for you to take some intentional time, try to make that a discipline, and meet him in a time of, shh, I know you'll know him better than you ever have before. We'll see you next time.